Good morning to Jason Cairns for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
We have a lot of these stories behind the songs, and they're fun to play because it gives you more of a background on the artist and the song. The one from Andrew, we just heard the song Rejoice, and it ties into he and his wife adopting, and they had a really long wait, which I can relate to, 11 years. But I think theirs was for their first child, whereas ours was like for our fifth. But yeah, so anyhow, it's a 2 minute, 42 seconds, so I don't use it a lot of times. It worked out this morning, so I hope people enjoyed that. Good morning to you, and the countdown to the this is the last day of September, so before you know it, it's going to be the month that your six-year, 600-page devotional commentary on the New Testament comes out. Kind of exciting.
It is exciting. October is my favorite month, and not only because it's my birthday, but this will be one more reason to celebrate. It's coming closer and closer. I'm really looking forward to it, hitting the virtual shelves and getting it into people's hands and getting feedback on what they think. So, yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah. Thank you for loving me in my ADHD as it relates to this five-minute conversation every day, because I seem to capture an idea and I think we'll ride it, and then I go, and then I get bored, and then I think, oh, let's try this. And so I'm going to do that again, but you'll still love me because I'm going to promote the book. So we did, I thought, you know, John 13, because you really were, you know, like expert there because you'd written Notes from the Upper Room. We were kind of trucking through that. And then I said, well, maybe we start reading the Notes from the Upper Room devotions, because we did make it to John 16. And then that seemed a little tricky in terms of doing the devotion and then doing the letters by the beloved. But somebody else, we're not the only two promoting this. Andrew, your friend Andrew, helped set up those interviews with the leader in Volume 1. And your friend Roseanne, probably wonders where my Inside Out article was because it never came. Roseanne, she posted on Facebook yesterday, so let's share what she did. She says, Jason Cairns is a new book coming out very soon to look for, Letters to the Beloved. And she links something from 4 years ago, which is also from Letters from the Beloved. Isn't it, or what? It's you, no, from Isaiah.
I wrote a poem several years ago, and it was kind of fun to see that pop up, and I don't think it's actually in anything I published. I maybe put it on my blog, but beyond that, it's, so it was a good reminder to see that show up, and then for her to link the book as well was really fun.
So. Well, it is good, and so, yeah, I wasn't dwelling on the fact. I was just kind of caught not focusing there, but, yeah, it's Isaiah, and the commentary is on the New Testament, but should we share it? I think we should share it, because it's really beautiful. Sure. Isaiah 1, 16 and 17.
Yeah, so this was just kind of a commentary, a poetic commentary on the state of our world, and I think it still applies today in the same way it did 4 years ago. And so what I wrote was, the world is filled with so much hate. Anger is not what makes us great. We rant and rave, we disagree, forgetting God who set us free. We look for ways to criticize, echo chambers providing lies. The New York Times or news from Fox, we all live in a slanted box.
Mm, that's a good one.
Closing our mouths, opening ears, a great idea unrealized here. But there is too much damnable pride. Hubris abounds, humility's died. God hides his eyes from those who oppress. Religious words fail to impress. Cease to do evil, learn to do right. Seek after justice for people denied. Here's an idea. Get off your phone, battling strangers in angry tones. We'll never amount to culture's improvement. It only divides with negative movement. Look to your neighbor, say, tell me your story. Seek understanding, all for God's glory. You may disagree, you may even be right, but harming another is not worth the fight. Also consider, you could be wrong, your skewed perspective false all along. God honors those who live with mercy. Pursue kindness and love, not controversy.
Mm.
I feel like I was channeling Dr. Seuss there a little bit.
No, it's really good. I mean, I'm going to compliment you highly in a moment, but it says Isaiah 1, 16 and 17, cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression. No, I mean, you're such a renaissance man in terms of just you're a good cook. You do poetry. You're into bees. I mean, you're this massive reader. You're a writer. I mean, hello, by the way, your day job is neuropsychologist. So, and I'm probably leaving things out. So,
yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I have often been taken with the concept of being Renaissance people, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that try to learn and engage in a lot of different things. There's so much beautiful stuff in the world, and we have many different ways we can engage it, and I'm just grateful for the chance to do so.
Yeah, so poetry is powerful. I mean, that was your very first book, Soil of the Divine. It was one poem for each of the Psalms, right?
Yeah, actually, it wasn't in any of my books at all. Mm-hmm. It was just something else I wrote. So
right, but I mean, in general, ones. poetry. Your first book was a book of poetry, right?
Right, absolutely. Yep.
So, all right. Well, the countdown is on to I don't know, what do we say more, the birthday or the I think the book release with the birthday in the background.
Sure. All right. Sounds probably fine to me. So
thank you, Jason.
Well, I'm not the most coordinated person. I'm a little klutzy. I don't catch stuff if someone says, here, think fast. Well, a study published in Psychological Science made the case it has nothing to do with the way you are. It's genetics. It isn't a vision problem. It happens when something gets lost in translation between the eyes and the brain. It's just the way my brain is wired. So just think back on all the times someone's tossed something your way, like a book, a pen, a sweatshirt, thinking you'll catch it. And you probably do catch it, but you fumble at it. And that's why there's a big disconnect.
As a guy, I always feel this intense pressure when someone does toss something my way that, like, I have to catch it. Or it's like a
shame it. Shame.
On my ability to be a man. I can't catch something.
And you know what? So. I hate when people go, boy, you're no Davante Adams, are you? What right do you have?
Catching things should not be a referendum on manhood.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
I wasn't ready.
And why are you throwing things anyway? What do you think, Calvo?
I think I celebrate those times I've made amazing catches of candy bars or whatever objects. Like, way to go! So anyhow, I'm on the positive, optimistic
side.
So
your brain is wired. You are not motion blind. Your brain is wired correctly.
I like sports. So I mean, I know Caleb does too. But anyhow, it's just like it's kind of when fun breaks out, I guess. So.
Okay.
See, the other day, Paul whipped one of our Wib stress balls at me, and I like just reached out and caught it.
There you go.
Reacted like I was at third base.
Nice
and
job.
And that made me feel really good.
Yes.
There you go. For the rest of the day, I was like, yes, athletes.
Motion blindness, a double-edged sword.
I do like having a built-in excuse next time I drop something. Because Terry tossed me a Twix the other day, and I dropped that.
Oh, three-second rule.
Yeah, right. It was still in the wrapper.
Well, whether you can catch stuff or not, we're glad you're listening along this morning, the last day of September. So welcome, everybody. I don't know if you guys can relate, any of you listeners out there, but one of my besetting sins is I have an all or nothing personality. When I start something, be like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then if I fail, I'm thinking of a food thing or an exercise. It's like, oh, forget it. I'm not going to do it. Well, I received a little word from the Lord. Not a little word, just life-changing, that's all. Zechariah 4:10 says, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Mm. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. Consistency does not mean doing it every single day. Consistency can mean, this is my purpose. I've set my course to go here. And just because I miss a day or that does not mean I failed. And the Lord, especially with my Bible reading, sometimes I'll really get down on myself and say, wow, you work in a Christian radio station. You should be in the Word constantly. And then I get down on myself. Well, that's from the enemy. That shame is from the enemy. Some days all I can do is read the Psalm of the day. You know, I pick the day. Today's the 30th. I read Psalm 30. Yeah. And I feel the sweetness of God's presence. So I guess that's what I have to say is do not despise the small things. Take one step. And if you do it, that is where God starts shaping your character, is the willingness to just do one thing. And he will give you the strength to continue in his time and how he desires.
I love that. I mean, Okay. Sometimes we think, well, if we can't take the giant leap, then why take the small step? But God says, no.
Right.
Says, and so many times when he says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's not just talking to, you know, the sinners way on the other side of the track. Sometimes that's talking to his own children who are just like, following Jesus is hard.
Yeah.
It's difficult. But he says, come to me.
Right.
He says, I know you're weary, but he says, come to me.
Right.
I'll give you rest. There is a burden, of course. He says there is a yoke, but he says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Mm-hmm. And the prodigal son and the father, that's why I think so many times when I stray and when I run, when I rebel, and when I come back to him, the father isn't having his hands on his hips saying, where have you been? He's got his arms open wide and says, welcome home.
Right.
Yeah, the father in Luke 15 for sure, and the story of the two lost sons. And I tell you what, there's so many ways where maybe the enemy would have us as he's the accuser of the brethren, as it says in Revelation 12. But the fact of the matter is that, it could be that we're not reading the Bible enough, or it could be like me that I promised the listeners more than an hour ago I was going to play Riley Clement's Headspace, and I didn't play it until right now.
Jesus is our defender.
Jesus is our defender. And here is Riley Clement. I told you it was coming, just didn't tell you when, I guess.
Well, it seems like so many times, especially here in the States, we are busy, busy, busy. And it's about how fast can we get through all the things that we need to do. And if you've ever been to particularly some of the box stores, one of the most frequent complaints is the line's too long, mm-hmm. or it's too slow, or people don't like the self-checkouts. And it's like, well, I should be paid if I'm going to check on my own groceries. All these things that we complain about. But so many times it's just we want convenience, we want speed. This seems to be kind of the antithesis of at least the speed portion of that, but I actually really, really love it, and it's from the Netherlands.
What is it?
It's a grocery line where they call it a chat checkout. It's deliberately slower than normal, and the purpose is to combat loneliness, particularly among the elderly population.
That's great.
I love it.
It's fantastic.
So you can feel okay to chat with your checker?
Exactly.
No pressure?
the stats on this are that there are 1.3 million people in the Netherlands that are older than 75 years. And so one large supermarket chain, appropriately called Jumbo, which is an awesome name for a grocery store.
It is.
Is making sure that some of these older folks in the population aren't feeling lonely. Because so many times, again, as we age, mm-hmm. friends and family members pass away, and a lot of times, and it's one of the tough things I think about our culture too, is sometimes the elderly are kind of pushed to the margins,
mm-hmm.
because we're too busy for them, and mm-hmm. So this grocery store chain is saying, no, these are important people,
right? So just like there's a express line, 9 items or fewer, this is a lane where you can go and say, it's okay if you're chatty with your checkout person.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, we go back to the 50s and really fast food, as it's accelerated, right? More and more faster and faster is what progress is. And for somebody to get the idea like slowing down, it's okay.
Yeah.
Communication, community.
Right.
It's called the Kletskassa. In the Netherlands,
I think that's great.
Translates in English to chat checkout.
That sounds like a type of Danish, I thought.
Right. By this time next year, there will be chat checkouts in 200 grocery stores. And again, when choosing the stores where these will go, areas where there's a significant elderly population where loneliness could be a significant issue has been carefully considered. I just absolutely mm-hmm. love this idea.
I do too.
That it's not so much about profits and it's not so much, but it's about people.
Yeah, right. That's great.
And especially with the pandemic winding down or, surging, sometimes that store checkout is the only human person that you see during mm-hmm. the day. And I really appreciate those interactions.
Yeah, it's slowing down. It's about people. John Ortberg had come to Chicago to work at Willow Creek, and he called his mentor, Dallas Willard, and said, well, I'm kind of struggling spiritually. I mean, I need some input. Give me some advice. And the advice was, ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life.
Mm.
And there was a pause, and Ortberg's like, okay, got that. What else? And Willard's like, that's it. Ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. So slow down. It's about people. Well, there are a variety of dollar stores out
yeah.
there, right? You've got Dollar General,
uh-huh.
Family Dollar, Dollar Tree.
And I never know which one I'm in at the time.
Yeah.
Just looking for deals.
Yeah, just looking for those deals. Big changes have come to Dollar Tree, however. What's up, Caleb?
Evidently, Dollar Tree, due to shipping costs, inflation, and the like, we've all seen this coming for a while, says, you know what, we're not going to be able to keep everything at a buck anymore. And they actually are expanding not only the range of products, but also the price of products. So expect to not just pay a dollar when you go into your local Dollar Tree.
Right. Dollar Tree CEO Michael Witinski said that for decades, our customers have enjoyed the thrill of the hunt for value at $1. We remain committed to that core proposition, but many are telling us they want a broader product assortment when they come to shop. So they're adding things like at the $3 price point, at the $5 price point, and also the dollar things are going to be $1.50, $2 because of freight and shipping costs. So there you go. That's your update on bargain shopping.
That sounds like good spin to me because from what I've heard elsewhere, yeah. It's the economy, right? They're right. Saying that the cost of clothes, cars, food, and just about everything else has soared this year as the global economy emerges from the pandemic. We know about, the production shortages and problems with computer chips and just about anything you may want to order from an appliance standpoint, there's a long wait for. And so Dollar Tree being impacted, but they're putting a good spin on it there.
Well, right. And here, Mike from La Crosse says, my cousin is a manager at the Southside Dollar Tree.
It could actually be a good economic boon to sign companies because if they have to add a two above every single Dollar Tree sign, it's $2 Tree.
Right. Yeah. Well, and so. I always do this. I Google, like, what's best to buy at the dollar store? And then there's really good answers, like party supplies and toothpaste. Sure. And one time, I always buy my Band-Aids there because they're very good. And Phil said, I don't know where they got these Band-Aids, if they were, like, old military Band-Aids. But Phil said, these are, like, the best Band-Aids in the world. And that's what they do. You know, lots. Exactly. They're inexpensive, but they're very excellent. And that comes from a doctor. So there you go.
To give a shout out to Dollar General, which I have, there's one near my house. And so I was there getting just like one item recently.
Uh-huh.
And I got behind the person who I had to wonder if this particular guy, and he was setting a record for the most items purchased in a dollar store because he had multiple baskets and it just went on and on and on. And I just marveled.
With your one item.
Yes. And when I came up, all I said to the clerk was, I don't have as much as him. So, yeah. I mean, it really was.
Also, dog treats, you guys. There's a whole bunch of Rachel Ray's Nutrish dog treats at our Dollar General on Birch. So, anyway.
Man, sorry. I'm learning all sorts of...
Instead of going with the story, I'm just telling you about bargains. Yeah. Anyway, that's I'm a dollar good. Store shopper.
I was just surprised because I thought my thinking was people think, go for chapstick and a couple of items here. Maybe some shaving cream.
Right. Not alcohol, like rubbing alcohol.
Not all their food for a month. So that was just kind of my surprise.
I have to say, in the past, when there have been like shortages of helium and things like that, we found some really great Mylar balloons sometimes.
Nice.
At dollar stores as well, too. So birthday party shopping.
Yeah, uh-huh. You got to be open. You have to see what they have.
Yeah.
And then do some impulse buying.
I'll admit, I frequently have gotten glasses. You can get $1 glasses at the Dollar Tree. At least you used to be able to. We'll see if that continues.
Not prescription, though.
No, not prescription.
Maybe in heaven, they'll be a dollar or free.